That is the only book. Wow, that was the fulfillment. A Messiah came to fulfill that. And these perverts today reject that. You think if that had been a pagan house, he'd have went in then? Shut down? I want to read that a little farther. Acts 13, verse 17. We want to hear things that satisfy our flesh. Not what the Father says. He said that your way of this people of Israel, he said, he chose our fathers and exalted the people when they dwelt in as strangers in the land of Egypt, and with a high arm brought them out of it. And about the time of 40 years suffered he their manners in the wilderness, when he had destroyed seven nations in the land of the Chaldeans, and divided the land to them by lot. And after that he gave unto them judges about the space of 450 years unto Samuel the prophet. And afterward they desired a king, and Yahweh gave unto them Saul, the son of Cis, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, by the space of 40 years. And when he had removed him, he raised up them David to be their king, to whom he also gave testimony, said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after what? Mine heart, which shall fulfill what? Some of my will. He said all of his will. And David failed me to fulfill all the will of Almighty Yahweh. He could not go in that place and preach something that was strange. He had to preach the truth. He couldn't go amongst those Yaldims and say something differently than what Scripture says. This nation is full of false doctrines and preachers that are false. It's not the will of Yahweh. None whatsoever. Look at the 24th chapter of the same book. Acts 24. You tell me Saul preached something, yes, you're wrong. I will show you what he preached. Acts 24, verse 10. It says, then Saul, after that the governor had beckoned unto him to speak, answered, for as much as I know that thou hast been a many years a judge unto this nation, I do more cheerfully answer for myself. He said, I want to say unto you, great governor, Felix, he said, I know you've been a great judge, and so I'm very cheerful to answer you. Now look at this now. Because that thou mayest understand that there are yet but 12 days since I went up to Jerusalem for to worship. Even Saul still went to Jerusalem to worship. He said 12 days now. And they neither found me in the temple disputing with any man, neither raising up the people, neither in the synagogues nor in the city. I want to read it that way for your benefit. He said, neither can they prove the things whereof they now accuse me. He said, they accuse me of lies and they can't prove it. He said, but this is what he says, isn't it? He said, I what? I confess unto thee. That's what he says, isn't it? That after the way which they call heresy, or what they call heresy, now he said, after the way that they call heresy, they say, I'm a heretic. Now listen to me. He says, so worship I Yahweh of my fathers. He said, believing all things. He said, believing what?
All.
Believing what?
All.
Believing what?
All.
Which are what?
Written.
Which are written where? Which are written where? And what? He said, I believe everything that was written. He said, accuse me of a lie, but I believe everything that's written. He said, I didn't believe something. He said, I believe all things that are written. That's what he said. He said, I believe all things. And yet they paint the shawl as this. No, that's what he preached from the laws and the prophet. He said, I believe everything that is written. Is that what he says? Is that what he says? And I'll read that out of your King James, all right? That's what I'm reading out. That's why I'm doing it for your expedience. He said, everything that was written in the law and the prophet, he said, I preach, I confess. That I believe. He said, I confess it. He said, here's my confession. I believe everything. He said, here is my confession. I believe everything that is written in the law and what? And the prophets. See, you don't believe that. You say you fall off the shore. You believe what he said? That he was a prophet or the apostle to the Gentiles? Did he say, I believe some of the things or all the things? Did he say partial things or all things? He said, I believe all things which are written in the law and the prophets. And he said, I want to tell you something, and I have hope toward Yahweh, which they themselves allow. Even in the law, he said, they find there's a hope that allows it, that there should be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and the unjust. You mean that's preaching the law and the prophets? Sure it is. That's why Messiah had to fulfill it. It would have been a false statement for Yahweh to send something, and then when your Messiah come to destroy it. We've been taught these lies have been based on Catholic doctrine. And they have inundated this whole house, and that's all we know. And we get offended because we don't want to move from our little perch. We say, that's hard to believe. We better be like the Bereans. Receive things with open heart and search the scripture. That's why I tell you what I'm reading so you can go back and search them. Not at that point, 9% of you will never do that. You rather sit on your lazy duff and eat, drink. Do you do it, preacher? All the time. Go back and look at that one. Make sure that it's line upon line. Line upon line, precept upon precept, hill upon hill. You notice what I'm coming out of what they call the new covenant. For your good. To show you that his name must never change. Can I ask you a question, saints? Have the laws changed? So he hasn't changed. His name hasn't changed. These laws are the same as what he wrote unto Moshe. They haven't changed. He got a name. Can you tell me in every country has that changed? They may say it a little different, but everyone knows what it means, don't they? All right. Okay, so his laws hasn't changed. And so Messiah came to fulfill them. Bless my heart today, Father. Fill it with fatness. That's all right. That's all right. That is all right. I sense his goodness and his fatness down in my soul. He says in the 28th chapter of the same book of Acts, I began reading at 17. It's one of the almost the closures of the ministry of Saul. That's what, not the closure, but it's one of the last things that Luke wrote concerning him. He says here in Acts chapter 28 and verse 17. Look what it says. And it came to pass that after 3 days, Saul came to the chief of the Yodim, the Jews, together when they were come together, and he said unto them, he said, men and brethren, though I have committed nothing against the people, he's ever sinned against the people, or your customs, or our fathers, that's what he said. Look at the plea that he pled with this rebellious house. Yet was I delivered prisoner from Jerusalem into the hands of the Romans, who when they had examined me, now, they looked me over carefully, would have let me go because there was no cause of death in me. But a man defied the law, he died under the witness of two or three witnesses, he died. He said, there was no cause of death in me. He said, but when the Yodim, the Jews, spake against it, I was constrained to appeal unto Caesar. Not that I had aught to accuse my nation of, not that I had anything to accuse them of. For this cause, therefore, have I called for you, to see you, and to speak with you, because that for the hope of Israel I am bound with this chain. He's unbound. And they said unto him, we neither receive letters out of Yehuda concerning thee, neither any of the brethren that came showed or spoke or spake any harm of thee. They didn't tell us. He said, but we desire to hear of thee what thou, thinkest. For as concerning this sect, we know that everywhere it is spoken, a gas. And when they had appointed him, they appointed him a little time. They say, all right, we want you to answer us. There came many to him into his lodging. Is that not what it says? to whom he expounded, is that not what it says? And testified the kingdom of Yahweh, and he persuaded them concerning Messiah, both what? Both out of the what? Of Moshe and out of the what? From when? If you can't find Messiah out of the law and the prophets, you are blind. From morning to evening, he expounded. That's where he preached Messiah. Out of the law. That's why they would have never received him. He preached Messiah, saints. You can't find, if you find this in the New Testament, then the old is no good. If you find him in the old, don't find him in the new, it's no good. That's all right. I like this. Make my soul fat. That's what it does. Sure it does. Sure it does. He preached to them. Did it not say expounded? And that's what it means. He preached. And that's what I'm doing now. Expounding. I'm teaching. I'm preaching. He expounded unto them. He expounded unto them. He expounded unto them. Everything that he said, he expounded. He persuaded them concerning Messiah. He didn't use the word Jesus. They would have stoned him. They knew that was pagan. Both out of the law of Moshe and out of the prophets from morning till evening. And some believe the things which he was spoken, and some believe not. You see, I had the same dilemma. Some believe and some don't believe. Do you hear that? There were those that believed what he said out that he preached out of. Some believed and some did not believe. Some received it and some didn't receive it. Some honored that and some did not honor it. But he preached out of the laws. We haven't been taught that in the Baptist tradition. Pentecostal. No, we haven't been taught that. And that is just the truth. We've been taught something contrary to that. He did not preach out of some little black book. He preached out of the Torah. He preached out of Psalms. And he spoke what the prophet said. He expounded on that of the kingdom, a Messiah, and all out of the Torah, the Lord, David, and the prophets. And we can't find it there, then we are blind. It is the witness. You must have a witness. If there's no witness, then the laws of Yahweh are lies. True. You can never condemn a man unless it was in the mouth of two or three witnesses. It had to be in the mouth of two or three witnesses. You see, these wicked ones today, they don't even have the witness of Yahweh. The witness of corruption in them, lies, deceit. And that's the truth. Hallelujah. I'm going to preach this until Messiah comes. Until he comes. And he is coming. He went to the Torah and he preached Messiah. He went to David. That's all David talked about. He went to the prophets. And he preached Messiah and the kingdom, saints. That's what he did. He didn't preach something strange. That's the only book he had. And if Messiah had not fulfilled that, then Joel would have been a liar. So he had to go to that book and to preach him. He said he came to fulfill those things. So he had to go to that to preach him. He could not bring some strange book that they were not accustomed to preach him. He had to preach him out of the Torah. He had to preach him out of what was written. Because he said it is written. So he had to preach him out of that. He couldn't preach him out of that. No, the Baptists, they got sermon books that you preach out of them. The Pentecostals got theirs. The Church of God in Christ, the Church of God. The Lutherans got their own little programs. And they preach out of them. They got an Easter sermon. They got a Christmas sermon. They got variations of those sermons. Joel, he preached out of the Torah. Out of the Psalms and what the prophet said. When they came together in the temple of Yahweh, they would always read scripture from the Torah. They would go from the Torah, they would go to the Psalm, and they would read verses from one of the prophets. That's why when they stood up in the temple, Messiah stood up and began to read from Isaiah. He had to read from one of the prophets. Then they had to read from the Torah, they had to read from the Psalms and one of the prophets. They did that. It had to be done that way. It had to be. And there must be a correlation or a witness of the thing they read from the Torah. The witness of Psalms and the prophets had to testify or prophesy those things. It had to be, saints. It had to be. Now, I want you to look at something in Psalms chapter 119. Psalms 119 verse 150. Psalms 119 Verse 150. And this is profound here because there are things I want to show you in Scripture. Psalm 119, verse 150. It says, Yahweh says to Israel as he speaks to his house, he said, they draw nigh that follow after mischief, uncontrollable wickedness, lies, and deceit. He said, they are what? They are what? Far from my law. That's what it says. They're far from my law. He said in verse 151, he said, thou art near, O Yahweh. And all thy commandments are truth. How do we find a line in his commandments? Can I ask you a question? Oh, y'all look this way. Come on, every one of you. Is that the truth?
Yes.
Is that one truth?
Yes.
Just as important as that one. If that's the truth, then that one is. Do not take the name of Yahweh in vain to say it's nothing. So they both are equal. He says, so all of his commandments, all thy commandments are the truth. Where they have gone after mischief because they have turned away their heart from the laws of Yahweh. And that's why this nation is such a mischievous nation. Children lie because parents lie. Children are sneaky and corrupt because parents are that way. That's why. So it's a mischievous nation. Why? Because there's no law of righteousness in the parents and none of the children. I'm telling you something, saints. You better hear me. Your feelings about mama, daddy, son, daughter is not going to save them. Yahweh, whom he has saved, he's going to save. He's not going to save anyone else but those that he has commanded to be saved. And that's it. It has nothing to do with your praying. You can pray till your face turn black. That's what this religion, that's what this religious whore has taught. There's no one that goes to the Catholic whorehouse, confess their sins, and they take a little bit of that bread and wine, and get baptized under the Catholic baptism. They say, they got a billion folks, over a billion. It's a lie. And of course, this old man, he can expound on that much better than I can. He said to me, Pastor Roberts, the truth on the Shabbat last, not the one past, but before that. He said, before Passover, what a profound truth. He said, Pastor, I was raised, I went to a boarding school that was Catholic, I went to a college that was Catholic, and I was a pretty good Catholic for a period of time. So he knows it. And know how they have distorted and corrupted things. There was a brother called me the other night, he said, Pastor Roberts, I've had all the Bibles, the Latin, all of them. He said, so how corrupt they are. He said, brother, and he said, well, Yahweh began to deal with my heart. No, he just saw it in Scripture that there must be a name of the Father. He said, when he threw all the Bibles away, I said, I wish you had to save them because I would have liked them just to look at them, to do reference, to study. You know, this is an ignorant generation because Shaul sat under the feet of one of the most profound teachers of his time, Gamaliel. And we are a wicked generation. We don't want to be taught, but we need to be taught. We try to be teachers, and we need to be taught. We don't want nobody to teach us. We think, well, this is the way I feel, honey, and I just bleed this way. Your belief is wrong. You're wrong, honey. Your feelings are wrong. They're corrupt. And so we don't believe that there are men of great strength that can teach us great things. It's a stupid generation because of their arrogance and their haughtiness and their pride. They blind their own minds. They shut it away. They turn their hearts away from the simple truth. And they become blind dogs, blind guys leading the blind. And that's exactly what it is. They don't want to hear it because of their wicked lying feelings and emotions that are so corrupt. They don't know how to love. They have no sense of love. You let their lying feelings. Ain't nothing like your feelings. They deceive you. They lie to you. Then you flat out lie. And that's the truth. He said his commandments are truth. Now, there must be a witness in Scripture that says that his commandments are truth, right? We want to see. The Scripture says in Romans chapter 2. Saul here again. Now, how is it that folks say the law was done away with, and then Saul said, that's all I preach out of the law and the prophets? That's what they say, don't they? Yes, they say that. Well, that was nailed to the cross. The 39 additional little stipulations were nailed to the cross. Messiah removed them out of the way. But the laws of Yahweh... Now, he came to bring a spiritual light to them. Look what it says in Romans chapter 2, verse 8. Saul says, look what it says. Romans 2 verse 8. But unto them that are contentious, or contentious, combative. You that are combative. You know how like you like to fight? He says, unto them that are contentious. Contentious. And do not obey the what? Well, he said that his commandments are the truth. His commandments are truth. So when a man doesn't obey the truth, he's contentious. He's a contentious man. That's what it says. Witness the same. He said, but they obey unrighteousness. They do deeds that violate the laws of Yahweh. They do things that violate the laws of Yahweh. He said, but they do obey unrighteousness. He said, indignation and wrath. He said, then that's what's coming upon you. The vengeance of Yahweh and the wrath of Yahweh. He said, I'm letting you know that now. He said, tribulations and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil. He said, of the your damned first and also the Gentile. So no one's going to escape. He said, but praise, honor, and peace to every man now. Praise, honor, and peace to every man that worketh righteousness to the Jew first, the Yahdim first, and also to the Gentile. He said, I want to let you know something now. Verse 11, for there is no respect of person with Yahweh. I'm telling you that. He said, there's none. Now, I want to take you a little deeper, he says. He said, I want to establish that first. Jews or Gentiles, white or black, your black crusted skin and your creamy white skin. He said, I want to let you know that is trash. Doesn't mean anything. Okay, who you are, how educated you are, how strong you are means nothing to the Father. But okay, how spiritual you think you are. If you're spiritual, you know that I'm telling you the truth. Hallelujah. He says here, verse 12, listen to this. For as many, listen to it now, for as many as have sinned without the law shall also be destroyed or perish without the law. And as many as have sinned in the law shall be judged by the law. So he said, you're not going to have any excuse. You can say, well, I didn't know the law, I didn't have it. He said, well, then you're going to be judged without the law. And they say, they tell you today, all we need is the grace of the Lord. His law is grace. But they've shown us today because under two or three witnesses, you say that man committed adultery, then he died. And that's the grace of Yahweh. You just don't die physically, but you die. You will die. Verse 13, he says, for I want to let you know, for it's not the hearer of the law. It's not the hearer of the law. Or just before Yahweh. He said, but the what? Now this New Testament, now the doers of the law shall be what? Justified. They are righteous. They are righteous. And this nation teaches us not to do the law. All the religions teach you that. That's the truth. Very few will not. They teach you not to. And this whorehouse has added her own little split to the law. He says in verse 14, look at this now carefully. See, the King James doesn't read this as well as ought to be read. I'll read the way it's there. For when the Gentiles, which have not the law, the Gentiles that do not even know the law, have not the law, it says, do by nature the things contained or required in the law, these having not the law are law unto themselves. Even though they don't even have the law of Yahweh is still a law unto them. Even though they don't understand it. Verse 15. Now this is the profound emphasis here. He said, which show the work of the law written where? Did he say he was going to write it in our hearts? Written in their heart. Their what? Also bear witness that their thoughts, the means while accusing or else excusing one another. For the day when Yahweh shall judge the secret of man by Yahshua Messiah, according to this message that I declare unto you. So what Yahweh has done, he has written the law in the heart of man. He said that he would do a new thing with Jerusalem, with Israel. He would write the law in their heart and in their minds. And he said, the Gentile by nature, they have the law of Yahweh in their minds and in their hearts, even though they don't understand the spiritual laws. Yet they just knew that. They do them. I'll never forget that Evangelist Hartsfield 20-some years ago, he said this to me. And I've never forgotten. Many things he said to me, I've never forgotten. He said, you know, Brother Robert, he said, they are those that by nature, they do the law of Yahweh. He said, the law hasn't been preached to them, that they heed them, but yet. And he said, how do you think Yahweh is going to judge them? He said, don't trust him by the law. He said that some things he said to me that never departed from me. Just like he said, the name of the Father is not God, Lord, it's Yahweh. The Son's name is Yahshua. Never forgotten that. Never in all my life. Never, never, never. Because what I hear truth has always stunned me. It has always troubled me. Although I didn't walk in that truth. Although I did not walk in the direct order that Yahweh intended for me to walk in. But those things that I've heard, they've never left me. Even when I heard, the first time I heard that Christian is all I was pagan, I didn't have to wrestle with it. The first time I heard a woman should not preach, they should dress right, and all those things. I knew it was right, I didn't have to wrestle with it. The first time Yahweh dealt with my heart about the Shabbat before I was ever preached in that tabernacle, I knew it was right. But my fear was the folks, how would they respond to this? Just like it was with his name. But I don't fear it. Not at all. Because that was just as important as that one. They're the same. It all has to do with him. It all has to do with him. I want to read this. Now you stay right there where you are. But it says in, write this one down if you have a pen and paper. It says in Hebrews 8 and 10. I want to stay there in Romans. So I said, I want you to read this. Hebrews 8 and 10. I'll read it for you. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith Yahweh, I will put my law in their mind and write them in their heart, and I will be to them a father, and they shall be to me a people. So he said, I'm going to put my law in their heart and write it in their mind. If his laws are not written in you, you're not his people. They've made this greasy, great salvation that anything can just grab hold to it. But that ain't so. Because if that's the case, the folks of Sodom and Gomorrah is going to come up and say, look, you did that for them. Why not us? It can't be. He has elected his house. And he has written his covenant in their hearts. That's why men reject it. That's why they disallow it. Hear the word of you always, saints. Well, Pastor, you're trying to condemn us, saints. I'm trying to bring us into this perfect light of truth in this hour. You're going to need this against the battle that is against us. You're going to have to cleanse yourself by the judging of Yahweh. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners. And purify your heart, ye double-minded. You're going to have to do that. I was talking to the brothers. I said, I don't even see how Sharon could live in Detroit. They, other day, that all they stopped the entire police department. That they all got on their faces and began to pray. Because of the hideous things that are taking place in that wicked place. The killings, the murderings. It is so vile and so corrupt there. A man must be given unto that spirit. They had the police chief, the mayor, Kirkpatrick, all of them. Everyone. They stopped everything for an hour. So much crime, they say, what can you do? There's nothing we can do. You can look on that old, that commissioner's face, a woman. You could see something. I could see something there that the woman was sincere. Although she didn't know what she was praying for, she was sincere. It's a miserable place. How can one be part of such cauldron of sin and not sense the terror of Yahweh's judgment in a place I would flee for my soul? If I have to flee to a strange place, nobody but he and I would flee. You're not going to save your wicked sons and daughters, your mammy, your grandpappy. When Lot came up out of Sodom, he didn't save that wicked wife. Yahweh intended to damn that pervert. The whorish daughters. The only thing they gave them was a reprieval because they just followed daddy. Perceived he was a man that was right. That's all it was. He turned that Jezebel wife around and she became a pillar of salt. She reserved that to judgment. You turn your heart away from Yahweh, you will become a pillar of salt, unsavory, had nothing there. He gave the order. He called men to be apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, not you. Just Laodicean say, well, I want one like this. He's not going to give his house that. He will give it to the Laodiceans. And so they seek out those of their choice that goes along with their doctrine. I will not go along with your lying, deceitful ways. I will even go along with mine. He says in verse 17 of Romans chapter 2. He said, I want you to look now. They that are called your them, the Jews, and resteth in the law. You say you're Jews, now you rest in the law. You got your comfort there. He said, and maketh thy boast of Yahweh. Say, I know the Father. I know the one that gave me the law. He said, and knoweth his will. You say you know his will. And approvest the things that are more excellent, being instructed out of the law. You tell me the law instructs us in things that are excellent? He said, and are confident that thou thyself art a guide of the blind. You say you can lead the blind out of their darkness, a light to them which are in darkness, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babes, which has the form of knowledge of the truth in what? They have a form of the knowledge. That's what a babe has. Is that what it says, Saint? He said that they have the form. It's not knowledge, they have a form. It's just something that's just form there. You know what a form is? It's like when you build something, if you want to pour a slab, you got to form it up. That's what you do. So the form doesn't keep the concrete. What I'm saying, when the form is that way, you just throw that away. So they have a form of knowledge. It can't withstand anything that is concrete. It can't. He said, you say that, you know, which has a form of knowledge of the truth. You tell me there's truth in the law? And the devil tells us to do away with it? He said, a form of truth in the law. Verse 21, profound. Thou therefore, which teachest another, teach thou not thyself. Thou that preachest a man should not steal. Dost thou steal? So you know what law he was dealing with, don't you? So you can't say, well, Pastor Robert, that means that everything that Jesus said. No, he meant the law. He said, does the law tell you not to steal? And you teach someone not to steal and you steal? You tell someone that don't commit adultery and you say your God told you to commit adultery? You're flat out pervert. You can't get around this. Hallelujah. Can't get around this preacher. He says, verse 22. Thou that saith a man should not commit what? Man should not commit adultery. And thou commit adultery? That thou abhorrest idols? Have no other God, no other idol before me? And he said, dost thou commit sacrilege? You're religious and your practices are religious. Thou that makest thy boast in the law, say, I know the law. It's not the hearer of the law, but the doer that are justified before Yahweh. He say, though breaking the law, when a man breaks the law, he dishonoreth what? He dishonoreth Yahweh. That's just it. Is that New Testament or old? Is that New Testament or old? That's New Covenant or old? So you can say what you want to. He said, though thou breaking the law, don't you know when you break your law, you dishonor the Father? You know what dishonor is? I don't want to use it in the most explicit terms, but it's no honor. You say, I can give a nigga with the rats. He said, don't you know you dishonor the Yahweh when you break the law? Isn't that what religion teach us today? They teach us mainly to break this one. Remember the Shabbat. And they tell you that don't even worry about that one. They call these the two least. The least. So they break them. That's all right. He says, verse 24. He said, for the what? Name. He did not say the title, for the name of Yahweh is blasphemed amongst the filthy ones, Gentiles, through you. As it is written, for circumcision verily profiteth. If you're circumcised and you're cleansed, if you want to do right, he says, it profit. If what? If thou what? Come on, you might as well say it. If thou what? It profit if you keep the law. You keep the law. Well, I'm Pentecostal to keep the law. If he's Pentecostal, he won't go to a whorehouse on Sunday. Keep the law. He won't call him Jesus either. He said, thou keep the law. But if thou be a breaker of the law, thy circumcision is made uncircumcision. Therefore, if the uncircumcision keep, look this, if those that are uncircumcised keep the what? What now? You tell me the law is righteous, there's righteousness. He said, the righteousness of the law, shall not his circumcision be counted as circumcision? Should he not be clean if he just keep the righteousness of the law? You know, I used to tell us all the time, I said, you know, if folks call themselves, they would say, I'm going to give to the law, I'm just going to tithe, and they would give. I believe that. I believe that he returns it back to them. They give it in faith, but they're ignorant, but they still give. So what he says is right. His word, it cannot lie, saints. Oh, men have lied. The pen of the scribes have been vain. They've done things in the book that's wrong, saints. That's why we're going to have to be led by Pastor Roberts. Come on, say it. You must be led by the Spirit. Hallelujah. And if you're led by the Spirit, what thing that will speak to you, it will come from the Spirit. Not your Negro spirit. Your Caucasian spirit, your white boy spirit, your black boy spirit. Spirit of your eye. Uh-huh. That's what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 47. And shall not uncircumcision, which is by nature, if it fulfill the law now, judge thee, who by the letter, the circumcision, does transgress the law? For he is neither, or is not a Yodim or a Jew, which is one outwardly. They're not one or saint of Yahweh outwardly, because they say, I love the loud. Neither is the circumcision, which is one outwardly, and in the flesh. Verse 29. He says, but he is a Yodim, a Jew, which is one inwardly. He's one inwardly. And circumcision is that of what? Say it again. I want you to hear that. Of the what? In the spirit. And not in the letter. Who praise is not of men, but of Yahweh. We know that the law of the spirit of life in Messiah, Yahshua, hath made us free from the what? Law of sin and death. You don't walk according to the flesh. You walk according to the laws of Yahweh and you do the things that please Him. Verse, he says in Romans 7:14. Romans 7:14. I want to read that. I know what it says. But I want you to hear this. Romans 7:14. If you have that, say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now let us all read that together. What does it say? Stop right there. For we what?
No.
You what?
No.
Now, will you look to your neighbor and tell me if you know your neighbor's name? Come on, look to your neighbor. Do you know that when you're looking toward? You know. Now that's no, all right? For we what now?
No.
What?
No.
Stop that. What?
No.
What?
No.
What is it?
Spiritual.
It is what?
Spiritual.
And what did he say? But I'm what?
Carnal.
Soul unto what?
Sin.
Unto what?
Sin.
Unto sin. The law is spiritual. And not some carnal thing. This law of Yahweh is a spiritual law. That's why Messiah came in the spirit of the Father to fulfill a spiritual law. It was weak through the flesh because the flesh was so corrupt and carnal.
Yeah.
That's right. Hallelujah back there, little Dolphins. It's spiritual, for we know, but we haven't known, saints. And so we must know that in this hour, for the law is spiritual. They can call me a Judaizer, whatever they want to, but the law is spiritual, saints. It is. And what they can say and all they want to, I've gone through Romans, I've read, sure, never disannul the law. It's just that the way that the King James reads, sometimes it's even hard for you to understand that. Most things is difficult. Because during the 4th century, that was the first time that the common people, after that, really, 1611, they had what they call a scripture put in their hand. So they didn't want the people, the common folks, to know. So they tried to write it in a way that it would be just difficult for them to understand. And that's the truth. They did not want them to know. You listen to that story we got on Luther, the old bishop said to him, you think that the scripture should be in every pot boy's hand, every swine's hand? That's what they say. Then every pot boy and every swine boy will be trying to interpret scripture. Well, scripture is interpreted by the truth, is interpreted by the revelation of the Spirit. The Spirit reveals the truth of scripture. And that's why we've all been indoctrinated with doctrinal spirits. from the Pentecost of the holiness and all that, that denies the spiritual laws of Yahweh. We know that the law is spirit. Joel said, but I'm carnal, soul unto death. I'm soul unto sin. I am. Why? Because the carnal mind is not subject to the law of Yahweh. And it cannot be in thee. Why? Because the natural mind cannot comprehend the things of the spirit. You must have the spiritual mind to comprehend the things of the spirit. And that's why we can't comprehend his name, because it goes beyond just a natural name. It brings about a great majesty to his throne. We say, Yahweh. I like that. That's the truth. James chapter 1 verse 23. There are a few more scriptures I do want to share with you all today as I pray that Yahweh bless your heart, saints. James chapter 1 verse 23. I want to read these verses. He says, James 1 23. For if any be a hearer of the word, James 1, 23. For any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man that behold his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and he goeth his way, and straightway forget what manner of man he was. But look at this in verse 25. It says, but whosoever looketh into the what? Perfect law of what? That's what the law does. It doesn't condemn you. It liberates you. It lets you know, don't commit adultery. Whoever looks in the perfect law of liberty and continue with therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in what? He shall be blessed. That's why this is not a blessed nation. That's what they call this blessed. These whole houses are not blessed. They're just in debt. They're just in debt. I want to show you the royal law, what James says in 2 and 8. Now, is this the truth? James 2 and verse 8. If ye fulfill what it says? The royal law according to what? Now, that's what it says. Isn't that that's what it says? If thou fulfill the royal law according to scripture, what is the royal law? That's all right. That's all right. So you tell me the laws are done away with? Lies, saints. It is this corruption and perversion that men are teaching. No, I won't let my emotions stand in the way of Yahweh's truth. I want to close with two texts of scripture to show you that these laws of Yahweh have never been done away with. And you're not going into the kingdom without them. I want to show you in scripture. He's bringing this people to truth that men have not preached. They preach different things. And now we're coming to this hour whereby his name is going to be exalted above the heavens. I want to show you where the law, two incidents, whereby you must keep the law in order. Because in keeping the law, you please the Father. I want to show you. Matthew chapter 19. Matthew chapter 19 and Luke 10. But turn first to Matthew, chapter 19 and verse 16. I pray to Yahweh that you all would take these verses and go back over them like the Bereans. Take your time and read them. Study them. I'm not a lazy man when it comes to studying the scripture, saint. I love to study. And I bless Yahweh for you faithful brothers that give me the opportunity to do that. Well, I can do that. No, I don't lay around and sleep. Lay around and eat. I don't do that. I love to study scripture. And then I read other things that I can see the prophetic effect or the bringing or the understanding being brought to fruition to his people, the things that are transpiring, how they have destroyed the very essence of the power of Yahweh. No king is a king unless he rules with an authoritative government. He has to have that. He's not a king. It says in the 19th chapter, verse 16, it says, And behold, one came unto him saying, it says what there in your text? Good master. See, even that word. But good rabbi, what he said to Messiah. He said, what good thing shall I do that I might have what? Is that what he says there, saints? Now, eternal life must be found in the Torah, just like it was in the fulfillment of the Torah. Now, that's what he says, saints. He said, what must I do that I may have eternal life? And he said unto him, is that written in red as I began to read? He said, why callest thou me good master? Why callest me thou good? He says, there is none good but one. He said, and that is Yahweh. There are many gods. He had to be specific. He said, that is Yahweh. But if thou will enter into what? Then do what? Is there a S there or just commandment? He said, keep what? He said, keep what? He said unto them, what did he say? Which? Verse 18. He says unto him, which? Is that not what it says? Which? Yahshua answered. Is it written in red after that?
Yes.
Thou shalt what? Is that there?
Yes.
Is that there?
Yes.
He said, thou shalt not do what? Is that there? Thou shalt not commit adultery. Is that there?
Yes.
He says, thou shalt not, what?
Yes.
Is that there?
Yes.
Is that the truth? He said, thou shalt not do what?
Yes.
Is that there? Thou shalt not bear false witnesses. Is that there, saints?
Yes.
Is that there? It's truth. It's there. And the young man said unto him, all these things I have kept for my youth up. What like I yet? Well, Pastor Roberts, that didn't deal with these other ones right here. I will show you another scripture where he dealt with these, see? Okay? He says, I've done them, I've kept them for my youth up. I've done all those things. I've kept all those things. He says in verse 21, Yahshua said unto him, if thou would be perfect. I read that scripture, say, if any man looks into the what? What? Perfect what? Of what? Liberty. See? He said, if thou will be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, give it to the poor, and thou shalt have treasures in the kingdom, and come and follow me. See, the way you can follow him, you must first of all deny yourself. And folks don't want to do that. But when the young man heard these sayings, he went away happy. He went away sorrowful. Why? For he had great possessions. That's why you go away sorrowful, because you got great possession. You got your flesh, you got your will, you got your own mind, your own spirit, you got your own corruption, you got great possession. You got your sons, you got your daughters, you got your grandmama, you got your great granddaddy, you got much possession. That's why you can't follow him. So did not Messiah quote the commandments unto him, the laws? He did, didn't he? And they use them tomorrow for a little plaything. Well, Pastor Roberts, that has nothing to do with his name. Turn to Luke chapter 10. Luke 10. Luke chapter 10, will you all get that? Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, Luke 10, verse 25. Now this one, he was sharp now. This one was sharp. Luke 10, 25. It says, and behold, a certain what?
Lawyer,
a Sadducee, a Pharisee, one that understood scripture, stood up, and he what? Tempted him. Saying, Master, good man, what shall I do to what?
Inherit.
What life?
Eternal
life. He said unto him, what? 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 What is written in the law? How readest thou? And he did what? Did he answer him? Did he answer him?
Yes.
He said, thou shalt love what? Your way. With what? Thy father. With what?
All
thy heart. And with what?
All thy soul.
And with what?
All thy soul.
And with what?
All thy
heart. And thy what?
Thy
so he quoted the commandments.
Hallelujah.
You're not going in. And he said unto him, you told a lie. What did he say? Thou what? And then he says, what? This what? Do. And what? And thou shalt live. You got to do it. You got to do it. You got to do it. So we see the parallel. We see the truth there. both places. Witness. You're not going into the kingdom. And Charlton is amassing these masses of folks and having them to have disdain for the law. You can find some preacher that will preach that in his own doctrine. That's just simple that you can read that and understand that. It doesn't take a scholarly mind to understand that, does it? It's just simple. You want to find some way out of it, you can, because you have not the Spirit of Yahweh. You have the Spirit of Yahweh, you rejoice in this. Yeah, it caused your heart to rejoice. You take delight in it. You're not going in. You see, the Lord, you try to tempt him and say, we'll see what he knows. We'll see if he really knows Scripture, if he is the fulfillment of these Scriptures. We will see. We will see if he's coming with some kind of strange doctrine. So he had to be tested by the test. And the law was the test, the Scripture, the prophets, and the Psalms. And that's what we got to be tested by. And we have the Spirit of Yahweh. He cannot reject what's there. Because Messiah fulfilled that. And we say, great is he that is in me, that he that is in the world, because I got Jesus in me. You got your Jesus in you. You don't have Messiah in you. Because he witnessed, he spoke the things that he had heard. And so must the Spirit too, the things he will not speak of himself, but to speak of the things that he has heard. And what things Messiah has spoken, he speaks only those things, saints. And Messiah said, I came to fulfill the law. He did not come to reject the law. Then what's up? Even in the reading of King James, it seems as though that it is distorted. I want to turn back to Hebrews as I close in the 7th chapter. I want to read that because that would almost paint a distorted picture there. Romans. What was that? Romans 7. Hebrews 7, where I started. Hallelujah. Hebrews 7 and verse 14. It says, for it's evident that our Savior, Messiah, sprang up out of Yehuda, of which tribe Moshe spake nothing concerning the priesthood. Listen to this carefully. It says, and it is yet far from evident, far more evident, for that after the similitude of Melchizedek, there ariseth another priest. And this is what it says, who is made not after the law, but it says, who is made or who is become a priest, really. That's what he became, a priest. Not after the law of the carnal commandment. That was a carnal commandment. That the priest will come out of the tribe of Levi. That is the carnal commandment. It did not say commandments. That's a carnal commandment. But after the power of and what? Endless life. For he testifieth, thou art a priest for how long? Is he a priest forever? You all believe that? That the name of Yahweh is a name forever throughout every generation. He is a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. For there is verily a disannulling of the commandment, the carnal commandment, going before the weakness and unprofitable thereof. For now, for the law concerning the priesthood made nothing perfect. Now the law concerning the priesthood, it did not make anything perfect because those priests were full of sin. But the bringing of a better hope did. Messiah is the fulfillment of the law and he is the better hope of the law. He fulfilled it. By the which we draw nigh unto Yahweh. And insomuch as not without an oath, he was made a priest. He didn't have to take no oath or nothing. He was just made a priest after the order of Melchizedek. For those priests were made without an oath, but this with an oath by him that said unto him, Yahweh declared and will not repent. Yahweh said this. He said, thou art a priest after the order of Melchizedek forever. Ain't nothing going to change that. I don't care what the Levites say. I don't care what the carnal laws say. You are. He said, but so much was Yahshua made a surety of a better testament. Now that's what he came to do. He made a surety. He was a guarantor. He guaranteed us surety. That's what he did. That's what the new covenant says we have a surety if we walk in the law. Why? Because he fulfilled it. The laws, the prophets, and Psalms. So we have a more solid foundation now. We don't have to worry about where we're going. We know where we're going. Those songs say, I'm going up yonder to be with Messiah. That's where we're going to see him, our King. So that's what he came. He brought in a more surety, or gave us a greater surety. That's what he did. That's why he came. He had to bring a greater surety. And that is what Messiah did. Period. Can't add nothing to take anything away. You can't listen unto the law and say you love the Father. For Messiah is the fulfillment of the law. And when a man disannul the law, he have not the testimony of Yahshua. When they say that Messiah come not in the flesh, that he did not fulfill this in the flesh, then they make Yahweh a liar. That's what they say. He fulfilled the law. And that doesn't mean we don't do it. Because if this is no good, and they say this is meant for them, then that is meant for them too. He says, you are not a Jew inwardly or outwardly, but one inwardly. So if that's the case, then if that's just meant for the Jews, I'm not a Jew, and outwardly, then I can just go ahead and commit that one. Sure I can. And that's the truth. It's a foolish type of doctrine that is preached. It is a destructive one. May Yahweh bless you. May he keep your heart. May he keep your heart today. May he keep your heart and cause you to walk in his truth and to take great delight in the truth of Yahweh. I pray that the word helped you today. And it certainly helped me, saints. I'm very grateful to Yahweh that we have an opportunity to study and read. I search things out. Yahweh bless you. Let us stand to our feet. Be encouraged, saints. Father, in all things we bless you today. We thank you in the name of Messiah, Yahshua, the Lamb. Help us all, I pray. Give us strength. Go with us. Protect us from the wiles of the enemy. We thank you for all things. And that wonderful name of Yahshua, the Lamb, we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.